Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Konnichiwa. Watashi wa Mr. Hamburger-san desu.
Watashi wa Mishik-san desu. Mitete kure.
How do I say I don't know any more Japanese?
Nihongo ga wakarimasen.
Welcome to the 73rd podcast. That is all the Japanese that we know. We could have known more if Nigel kept his promise.
I've learned opai.
Is that boob?
Oh, boob. Kevin, what's big?
Oki opai.
Oki.
That's a big boob.
Is it big boob or boob big? How do you
I think it's boob big.
So, oki.
We're basically fluent in Japanese
this
now.
This is so embarrassing. We've been here for a week and we don't know jack crap. You would know more of the grammatical.
I'm not that far in my lessons yet.
How do you not know?
I think it's big first. It's big first and then.
Big boob?
Oki opai?
Not boob big. Because in Spanish it'd be boob big.
Yeah. I think it's big first.
So like American. English.
The right way to do it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Well, we were saying it the other way when, what was it? Watashi no penis oki desu.
Oh, you're right.
Right?
Like how you're, we weren't saying that. You weren't saying that. What are you talking about, Alan?
Nobody knows what that means.
What conversation are you talking about? I don't remember this.
You know, being here for a couple of weeks makes me want to put the work into learning Japanese because it'd be fun.
No, Alan, the reason for that, it's because...
God, if you can't
Watashi wa jiheisho desu. Watashi wa jiheisho desu. Watashi wa jiheisho desu.
Watashi wa jiheisho desu.
It's not that the big came after everything. It's that, like, I'll say, your penis was the subject. If that makes sense.
Kore wa manko desu. We really shouldn't be saying any of this.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. Who listens? Well, actually, it's definitely people who listen to this speak Japanese.
Yeah.
They're going to like this part, right?
They are.
Right.
Like, Alan, you were saying, just to clarify, Alan, you were saying my penis is big.
Yeah.
Not, I have a big penis.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. So if I want to say the other one.
Oh, that's too complicated.
What happened to, like, where can I buy food or where is the bathroom? It's just, I have a huge dong. That's the first thing everybody wants to learn in a new language.
How many times have you used this in public?
I have a huge dong?
Yeah.
Zero.
Thank God.
Depends on where
you didn't use it at the 7-Eleven.
I did not. I did.
You can tell when you're like when you're saying something if you get something right because all the Japanese people look at you.
Yes.
Oh, like, Kevin, you should clarify it. Japanese people who we know, not public.
No, the taxi driver.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said it's
wet outside, and he laughed.
What you said?
Yeah.
Because it was the typhoon.
It was raining. And I was like trying to like make small talk, and so I just said it's wet outside. He just started laughing.
But he also laughed because Will, I'm sitting in the front seat, and Will goes, "Hey, Nigel, say this," and he plays it. He plays it on the Google Translate. I'm like, the guy already heard it.
The driver hears Google Translate saying it, and then he
says it again. I'm like, I was saying it, then Will says it again, and the guy just laughs.
That is objectively funny.
He knows that I'm trying, and he's laughing at my incompetence. And it made me not want to speak any more Japanese, except for I have a big penis.
How do you say I cannot speak Japanese? Like, we were talking about this yesterday, right? Like Hanase.
So that was like, I looked up, it was like a random, you know, you just Google search something, you see the first line and you take that as fact.
Yeah, that's how Google works.
Yeah, that's what I did. So apparently, allegedly, according to this random dude on the internet, you can say Hanashimasen, which is like, they say it means I don't speak.
Nihongo ga Hanashimasen. It's like, I cannot speak Japanese.
I think Nihongo o.
Nihongo o. Nihongo o.
Hanashimasen. Yeah, it's like, I don't speak. But the other one is like, Hanase masen.
Hanasemasa.
Which was like, I cannot speak it.
Saying, so that's the one.
I don't, I didn't know, go Hanasemasa. Further than that. I don't know.
How do I say I've run out of Japanese?
I don't know.
I love it. Because I can speak it. I've just run out of words to
say
it. Very quickly.
Well, how much do you have to know to consider yourself speaking it?
I don't think a lot. You can get by without really saying any words at all. Like, for instance, all you have to do is say, hi. And they know exactly what you're saying.
Wait, what?
I don't even know how to say water.
You point and you say, hi.
Mizu?
Mizu. Wait, why are you pointing at your crotch?
I'm trying to say I have a big dong.
Oh.
But you couldn't even communicate to Nigel in English using a pantomime.
Because you're pointing, it's going, yes. Kevin, you're like, yes. And I'm like, I don't know what this means. Oh, this was size. I thought you were just like...
The taxi driver understood exactly what I was saying.
You told him?
Yeah. He said, "Sugoides."
You know, if this...
Sugoides, ne?
The girl at 7-Eleven knew exactly what I was saying.
We're getting kicked out of Japan.
And then since she put all my groceries in a bag, so maybe she didn't understand.
Oh my God, they asked that over and over again. Do you want a bag? Mm-hmm. Well, and it's probably... like, and then you look at them, and then they like then hold up the bag, yeah. And then I'm like... Yes or no, because it's like, I'm pretty sure they're asking for a bag, but I'm also afraid to say yes to something that I don't know.
And then
know,
they say another three sentences in Japanese really fast, and you're just like, what?
90% of the time, they get like a sentence out, they take a look at you, they like see your sort of just like blank stare, then they start doing gestures, but a handful of times, especially with younger Japanese people, they don't care.
They plow through it,
and it's like, I don't know what to do right now, and the more you talk, nothing is happening, I need help.
The thing that is, we were talking to Liberty about it, she was like, the problem is, I said my goal... And this whole trip was to go into a 7-Eleven and understand just the first, like, to not blank stare them. I did it once, but it was kind of just a shot in the dark. I just said yes to whatever they asked.
We did pretty good in the last room. We asked how much the thing, the neck cooler cost. It was way too expensive.
You know, it was just you.
Imagine being Japanese and coming to America and going to a grocery store where they have like the, would you like to donate money? And you're just like, yes.
Oh my, tipping. Can you imagine what a nightmare tipping is if you're coming from a country that doesn't have that and you don't speak English?
Definitely experiencing it in the reverse.
It's amazing.
But I would say Liberty said that they don't, like, I was like, I need to conquer the bag question. But she was like, they have like, they ask it in like three or four different ways. Because she was like, sometimes people go like, they don't just say like, would you like a bag? She was like, they'll use like a different word for it. Like, would you like me to like, whatever, like put everything together? Or do you want like something like
what's the worst, like, what you say hi and then they start like pull out a revolver from the fucking counter and they start loading with
bullets. She looks at you like no one's ever said yes before.
Because that was like when I ordered the wrong kind of chicken in the 7-Eleven. And then when I saw, I was like, kore. And she was like, I was like, gomene. I was like, what's the worst that can happen?
No, the worst, like, she pulls out a gun. I think you're right. It's not that bad. I think the worst though is like, what I guess in my head I feared is sometimes they ask you, like, do you have a points card? And I don't want to say yes, because there's just
but
even
again, what happens if it is that you say yes and then there's like clearly a misunderstanding because you don't have a point.
Alan pulls out her
Japanese revolver.
She asks how many bullets you want in the revolver, then she spins it.
Go.
How do you say six?
I don't know, but I want a chance. I want to find a chance.
Because it's the classic, they ask you a question and it's just blank. And I just fear so much that they ask you another question and it's just another. Do you want this? You're like, yeah.
Just learn how
and
to say
it's
points.
Another just blank.
And that's where you say, go in a side.
Just say points, no, bag, yes.
Wait, what, Kevin?
Points, no, bag, yes. That's your script. That's your points, script.
My script. Thank you. I'll hit them with my own script.
And then they're looking at you like, I didn't say anything about points. Yeah.
Do you want the revolver or not?
I'm just going to give it to you.
What I would say in our defense, I'm defending all of us here. What really doesn't help are the plastic, like plexiglass dividers. Because I've had an interaction. It was at the Mario Kart thing too.
Mario.
Where it's like people are talking to me. And I can't understand them. And I realize they're speaking English. It's not that it's not that they have a bad accent.
That has happened a couple of times.
It's they have a mask behind a plastic thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't even hear you in English, let alone Japanese.
Yeah. That was the Mario Kart was such a shitty ride.
appreciate what it was
trying to do.
I agree with that. I really feel like they shot their shot. Yeah. And they missed the target.
What was the Mario Kart?
I got the lowest score.
Okay, yeah, so we went to.
I shot my shot and I missed a lot of targets.
you did get really bad scores.
I did.
We went to Nintendo Land. It's the part of Universal Studios.
Which is literally just Universal Studios. It is
It's like Harry Potter World.
Yeah, so you buy Nintendo. A ticket to Universal Studios and then they give you a time slot where you can enter Nintendo World.
And it's, the whole place, it's like something about whatever the plastic is made out of or like the fit, it looks like a video game. It looks like
it looks really good when you walk in.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's like a very, very coins are spinning effect. Yeah.
You walk out of Princess Peach's castle, the sewer pipe.
It really made you like, feel you walk, how kind of disgusting Mario actually is in real life. Like, he enters her castle through the sewer like a snake. Like a snake traveling through the pipes and out of a toilet, Mario enters Princess Peach's castle.
And he curb stomps a bunch of turtles.
And then he starts killing all her
aquarium pets.
They have a calzone there, which is a turtle shell calzone filled with yakisoba and cheese. Yakisoba is a kind of fried noodle. And so we wanted to try it because if you crack it open, it just looks like a bunch of guts are spilling out of a turtle.
There's a picture online, like their promo picture. Like, it looks horrible. Like, I just can't imagine anything like that flying in the States. What Nintendo's known for, like, it's like kind of kid-friendly video games. And then they open a theme park and sell like disemboweled turtle shell. Like, what were you guys thinking? I love it. They should keep it. Don't get rid of it.
Were you able to get the calzone, Will? Were you able?
No, we weren't able to get the calzone.
No, this is a story.
Yeah. I knew it was going to happen too. Remember, we were in line. I was like, do you want to go find the turtle? We'll get out of this line. We'll go find the turtle. And you're like, no, I want to eat now. And I was like, I know we're going to miss it if we don't. Long story short, it was like 8:20 and we need to get up
and go now.
Because the park closes at 9:30. They start kicking you out at 9:30. And so we're like making our way to where we think it is. It was like Yoshi's Snack Island.
It was not an island.
Whatever. And we get there at like 8:31 or 8:32. And there's someone standing there like kind of blocking the line and someone's still paying. So we're like, oh, we just made it. Mm. And they refuse to sell us one. And I'm just like, no, we came all the way from America for the turtle. And they start doing this. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to just do it.
We'll start.
And then they start doing
this. Yeah, like,
a lot of times if Japanese people say no, they're like this. Like, they gave us the big no.
No. Yeah. And so we go around to where you pick the food up, and there's an entire tray of turtles
sitting there.
Literally, like a dozen disemboweled turtles. Well, they're not disemboweled yet, but turtles waiting
to be
disemboweled.
The employee runs into this area, and she motions to them to close the blind.
It looked like they were afraid that we might try and jump the counter to grab the turtle shells.
Will
pulls
money.
They took them away fast. Boy,
they really did. And so I opened my wallet, and I was trying to pay him like 30,000 yen.
He's like,
no.
Take the money.
He's like, you're offering him essentially like $300 just for this.
Because you know that they're taking that tray and they're throwing them in the garbage.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to like put them in the fridge or anything. Like, those are going in the trash.
Yeah, they were under a heat lamp. They're gone.
And like, they should have been going into my trash. Anyway.
So what Will's trying to say is he'll pay you $300 if you can smuggle him.
If you can smuggle him.
Will you ship it back?
No, I feel like I don't know if I'd be willing to pay $300 for a cold 2-day-old turtle noodle snack.
Oh, right. Anyways, there's a Mario Kart ride in the Nintendo Land. So I think the idea is like it's supposed to be the closest you can get to playing like a game of Mario Kart in real life. Right? So it's like the whole gimmick is that it's an AR ride, which kind of
so you're kind of going through this like cave, like it kind of looks like a Mario track, but then they overlay like the other players and the enemies.
You're wearing goggles that have a screen projected onto them, so you can see through the goggles, but you can also see the projection in the goggles. So like it composites in real time.
Yeah,
I would describe it as a ride that's kind of old and dated. But they were too ambitious. Like, it feels like an older ride that just doesn't work super well. Mm. But it's actually just too complicated of an idea to execute properly. Like, it just, like, you can see what they were trying to do. And it's just a hot mess.
Like, the ride itself is pretty slow and boring, I guess, until you put on the AR goggles. And then it's like this whole new experience, but it just doesn't. It doesn't
like
match.
You have
almost
no control of anything.
Yeah,
it feels
it's all like fake control.
Yeah.
So when you're standing in line, there's three instructions that they give you: push the buttons to fire, turn the wheel,
And then turn your head.
And then turn your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get in the ride and you're like, what is going on? Yeah. Like, you instantly forget everything they tell you, and you're just like, bah, 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 bah.
And there's like, there's too much stuff on the AR screen, so you can't see any of like the cool set design that the car is driving.
The whole reason
through.
Why it's AR is to blend the practical with the thing, but you only end up seeing the thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, ah!
There's a part at the end where you go down like essentially a rainbow road. Yeah, that was all cool, the entire, though. Yeah, but that was like, I realized because we were outside, I was like, well, it was really cool, Rainbow Road. And then Will was like, yeah, when you couldn't see anything else because they turned the lights off.
Yeah.
And all you see is Rainbow Road. I was like, yeah, that was sick. But it's like, well, that's not even AR at that point. That part is fully VR. And that was awesome. That part,
yeah, that
great.
Was definitely the best.
I genuinely think it probably should have just been fully VR.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would have been better.
If the entire ride was just on Rainbow Road, that actually would have been pretty sick.
Yeah.
Beginning to end.
And yeah. They didn't probably tell us that it was like sick. A competition with points either.
Oh, you do remember how many points confused. You got?
I got 43.
116.
I got 103, I think.
I got like 101.
Oh, penis oki des.
Watashi wa Mr. Hamburger san des.
I was trying
actually to got 200.
I was trying to shoot the car next to us.
Liar.
I was trying to shoot the car next to us the whole time.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, I thought you had to like. I was not sure what we were.
Because there was like computers flying past you, like in little Mario cars.
At the very
like,
beginning, I tried to shoot Mario and nothing happened. I was like, okay, I think there's like bad guys and good guys, and there's no friendly fire.
Yes,
you're but like they really don't trying to get the Koopa kids.
They really don't.
No,
they
none
don't
of that
tell
is,
you that.
No,
though.
None of that.
And so you're just shooting at stuff, and nothing is happening. And then you run out of shells, and so you can't do anything.
And you have to wait till you hit another one of those.
And you have
things.
To hit the mystery blocks, but I couldn't tell if you could
appear.
Actually
no,
get them.
No, the item blocks just appear in front of you, and you hit them, and you just get items. Like, you don't have to try to steer into them. You can't steer. So, like, part of the, I think what pissed me off about it is that they tell you that you have
they
to
like,
steer.
Yeah, they emphasize the steering
part. Yeah, it's like, oh, you have to steer. But it feels like when you steer, because there's four people per car, it doesn't matter what you do when you steer.
You can't steer.
Steering simply means if you steer at the right time,
if you
I
steer
think
when
you
there's
points,
an arrow,
it doesn't actually
I
change how
the
car moves.
Time.
Yeah, and I realized that when you steer, nothing happens, and I just gave up on steering, so I never got points or coins or
maybe
shells.
It just adds up, like, you know, it summates everyone. And
No.
I'm saying, like, in because the Koopa or whatever team you're on, people are shooting shells at you. Do you think that there's, like, they add some stuff up, and they're, like, it calculates whether you can, like,
I think
you
that,
dodge something.
Okay,
because
there was
moving.
Things shooting at you. Like, there's be people up in the clouds shooting down missiles at you, and they would hit you, and you would spin out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I missed the missile, but then, like, I look over, and the other team is spinning around, too. So I think it's all programmed. You
can't.
The
car sucked.
No, but like, if you, they either give you control or they don't give you control. It's a bad user experience to give everyone control because then it's like you can't properly feedback.
But for
it's
the
like,
missiles, because you can see everyone else's shells in your car.
Yeah.
You can see their shells. So it's like theoretically, if you were able to shoot all the missiles before they got to you, then maybe you wouldn't spin out.
Yeah, but I noticed that both cars always spun out at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I did notice that too.
Yeah. It definitely felt like you didn't have control. Like, it's the illusion of control.
Right.
Like, you don't have free will on the Mario Kart ride.
I think it probably would have been cost prohibitive, but it would have been really cool if it was more like the Star Wars ride. Did any of you ever do the Star Wars ride in Disneyland? Like, the really long one.
No, I haven't done it.
So, that one... It's parts of it, it's like bizarre. It's like multi-stage. It's like a 16-minute ride. But like parts of it happen in a car, but it's not on rails. It's like there's like an enormous hallway and it's just programmed to like
The car, they're like automated cars that can like navigate a warehouse.
Yeah, I think it's got like strip like LiDAR inside to make sure it's going like
that's
the exact
what these cars were.
Time. What?
It's the same. I think they're
on
very
a track.
Similar.
There was no track.
No,
there
they're not on a track.
I didn't even notice.
I think track is power, I think. I think that they have a lot of freedom to move around.
I don't
think
really.
Yes. No, they do.
Really?
Wait, which one?
And when you
the
spin,
Mario Kart one.
When you spin, it actually the whole vehicle spins on top of the frame.
Right.
So the wheels don't move, but
these
you spin
vehicles
out.
Were actually like free running.
I think
like,
that they're semi free running. Yes.
That's so cool. I couldn't even see it. I couldn't even notice that was happening.
I think that most of the stuff you see nowadays, it's actually probably easier to do it like this than to have track.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't a track, but there was like a central thing.
Yeah, I think that's
it was like a
Oh, okay. See,
so I think
Star
it could
Wars,
bounce
it's
around.
Just, it's like you're just in a hallway.
And they have to charge. So they strategically have to park the cars to charge them in the Star Wars ride. Because Disney uses that for a bunch of stuff I've seen online. Like they have the... I think it's the Beauty and the Beast ride or something, or maybe Ratatouille as well, where the cars are all just free roaming.
Yeah.
It's like an Amazon warehouse. Mm-hmm. Like you're just literally this robot navigating through.
I think it adds a lot of like not seeing any tracks adds like a lot of to the experience. I think
feels like more like you have more freedom. Like you have autonomy. Like you can make decisions. Like you're not on a dictated path. You literally, because I think it does change. I think the experience changes because they can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might go over here. You might go over there. You might, you know.
Man, yeah, so it just a lot of a lot of the Mario Kart stuff was like you couldn't really see it, unfortunately. But I think, you know, it's cool they tried. It's cool seeing like sort of the design for the AR goggles that like everyone can use, right? So it's like you like swap out the visor.
Those are gonna get destroyed if they build that ride in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like I
people would steal them.
People like Japanese people, like the culture here is so respectful. Like people just tend to not destroy things. In America,
the bikes aren't locked. Like you walk you walk on the street by unlocked bikes just sitting there.
In America, everything is an escape room. Like you have to freaking tear it apart to like win a prize. Except the prize is just you broke someone's shit. Like it really feels like that. You know, people like destroying glasses and whatnot. Like dude, the AR goggles, it's like a huge sheet of acrylic. Yeah. They're gonna get scratched. Well,
someone's gonna take their keys out and just like scraping it for no reason.
Make their mark. I'm gonna make my mark on Nintendo Land.
Like in the bathroom, there's no graffiti in the bathroom. Nothing scrawled onto the mirrors. There's no graffiti on the buildings. Like maybe one vending machine had a tag on it, and that's it.
One. That was the delinquent vending machine.
But everyone's respectful enough to not cover up everybody else's tag, too. Yeah,
exactly.
They better have that Turtle Calzone in Los Angeles.
They better, They better.
Are they actually doing a Nintendo World in L.A.?
If you go to Universal Studios L.A. right now, like, on the way down the escalator, you can actually see, like, the top of the Green Hill. Like, you can see it poking out of the construction site.
Ooh.
They're building it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm actually super excited for that.
If I went on that ride again, I would destroy... I would get every single point on that ride. Now that I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll see.
Oh, you mean like how if you understood Japanese, you'd be able to play the coin pusher game? What was that coin pusher game that you and Reggie were playing?
The fishing one.
Yeah, what is that? Because I was watching you guys. I couldn't come... You guys Kevin's had like somehow... somehow you guys had like... figured out through context. Yeah,
they were
some of the
sitting
rules.
Next to a Japanese woman who was helping them.
Oh, yeah. Because you were like, oh, we need a fifth golden ball and we need enough stars to catch that fish. Like, how did you derive all of this? It's a coin pusher game. How did you figure this out by shoving coins into a machine?
Dude, I did one. I got like $20 worth of coins and I blew it in 10 minutes. And I was like, wait a second. Like, do you get tickets or anything? I was like, no, that money's just gone.
Kevin,
and then I went over
coin
there.
Pusher today?
Coin pusher today, for sure.
While eating Pizza Hut?
Oh, yeah. We should get Pizza Hut. Do you want to get Pizza Hut now? And order?
I'll have to order.
I don't know how to order on the phone. I want to just do it online or something.
Okay.
Do you want to figure out how to get Pizza Hut and then we can do that as the extra?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was very overwhelmed because everywhere in America where the coin pushers are, like it's not gambling.
It's just so like Dave and Buster stuff.
You get tickets,
not like a lot of it. You had a whole side video game.
Oh yeah,
with
like
the
coin pushers. Normally, you put in a quarter, it rolls in, and like eventually it pushes
you win
some
tokens.
Coin. You win tokens.
You don't
or like
win
tickets,
coin
or something.
Yeah, tickets.
Yeah.
And so it's like here you win more tokens back, so you can put them back into the machine.
Yeah.
And so you can just lose them all.
All you can do is like prolong your loss.
Yeah. So like end of like my coin pusher of 10 minutes, I was like, wait, do I get tickets or anything? I'm like, did I just burn like $20 for nothing?
Yep.
Well, because like
you had
theoretically.
Fun.
Well, I had fun until I realized that it was a scam.
If you played well, though, you could get like a net positive, right? You get more coins out than you put in.
You can trade them for anything.
No, and then you put them in the machine. You get a card. And you can come back and play again.
I think you can't get money for them?
For the coin pushers, I don't know. I think so. You might be able to, there might be a coin pusher black market.
Or is there like, is there a store a couple like blocks down
that
buys metal coins?
Yeah, the coins as
there
money.
There might
each
be.
Each coin is worth like a yen or whatever.
But I don't think so. I think those are just fun. Think about it. Every coin pusher place has like four floors of those claw machines that are just scams. And there's people doing them all the time.
There's so much worse than American claw machines too. Because I feel
Kevin these are just so unique. Kevin had a giant plastic beetle in his grasp
almost
like five times.
Yeah. And then insane. Every time it hit the ceiling, it would like boom and it would fall right back down.
So it's just gambling. Like whether...
It's not because it's skill based. Yeah. It's skill
saying,
based, not gambling.
In reality,
that's how David
Buster. Whenever
works.
The claw just decides, this time I'm not letting go.
I'm actually going to grab it hard this time.
If it is skill based, though, why do the machines have all the settings?
Well, because it's skill base with some very hard quotation marks.
Because the skill is lining it up, and then the computer decides.
Because like there's it's not just chance. There's some chance in how hard the claw grabs or, but you still need the skill to line it up.
Oh, that's true. You need the skill to be able to put $100 worth of tokens into the machine.
The mental fortitude. You need the skill to be able to get a job so that you can afford more tokens so that you can play the machine until it gives you a statistical advantage.
Because the claw, like, let's say randomly, 1 in 100 times, the claw doesn't just, like, go
limp. It doesn't go all the way up. It stops right before colliding at the top.
Exactly. So it's just like your skill is getting the beetle every time so that 1 in 100.
You get the beetle.
Because maybe that one time you missed it.
That could have been it.
That was the one.
Ugh. It's so bad.
I'd rather have a claw machine that has crappier prizes but works every time if you're good at it.
Yeah, than any 100%. Of
the
random.
The prizes would have to be so bad for that to be sustainable.
I want charge more from money. A claw machine.
What?
A little plastic chicken that
on the
screeches.
Strip?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's like this big. It screeches when you squish it. It's pretty cool. Pretty good.
Go get it.
We're just filling landfills up with garbage.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah, go get it. Honestly,
I'm gonna
like,
go, I'm gonna
like
get my
this.
Chicken.
Like, what purpose in society?
It's a doorbell.
Oh, I got another one too.
You can use it as a doorbell.
Is the other one over there?
No one's actually gonna use this as a doorbell.
I have this. I'm not gonna open this. We don't have another doorbell over here though.
So. You heard the doorbell story from the last episode. This time I went back to the machine and I thought there was another like style of doorbell. And I thought this was the kind that like you would hit it and it would ring like a bell. Now it's just another.
It makes the same sound.
Yeah, it's the exact same sound.
But it's packaged different. It looks kind of like a big boob. Big booba.
Big booba.
Guys, I'm going to say this.
You lost it.
My chicken's gone.
What? No. You lost your chicken?
He chucked it too hard.
It was on my bag. It's gone. We're going to have to go back.
Somebody probably saw that and they're like, I spent $20 trying to win this chicken on the claw machine. And they just...
It's funny because it costs 100 yen, so basically $1 Canadian.
Yeah.
To have a chance to win, but they're probably like, you can just get two at the dollar store for $1.
Yeah, those are all those prizes are entirely 100% scams. Like the margins on you winning a prize for even like 100 yen, it's just...
But they're not even trying to make it fair.
Wait, Kevin, we have to go back and win at the claw machine, no matter what it takes.
What do you want to win?
I don't know, like one of those... The weirdest ones are the chocolates that you can just buy at the store.
Oh, yeah, I saw one filled with jerky. Like, you know, like Slim Jims, but they're only an inch long. And
big beetle.
It's a coin pusher, but it's just Slim Jerky.
Like Tootsie
Jims.
Rolls that are Slim Jims?
Yes.
There's like the little individually packed ones.
Have you ever felt like you've been oppressed or like, I don't know, people have not liked you because you're white here?
Yeah, last time we were here.
Really? I haven't felt it at all.
We tried going to a restaurant. I think like there's definitely places where they don't want to deal with, what do
like
we call it?
Gaijin.
Yeah.
But is that like a race thing or is that just like, oh my God, I don't have time for this?
Well, I think if you make an effort, they usually, like if you're trying to sort of like speak like the language here, it's like when you're an American, like, oh, speak English or go home. It's like if you come here and you try.
You think it's just,
Japanese,
you think those people are the analogs of like the people in America that are like, I ain't going here if the menu's not in English.
And it's like, I think like effort goes a long way here. Cause it's just part of it is like, I think there's like a lot of xenophobia, right? But there's also like a lot of like politeness, and especially if you're sticking around Tokyo, it's like very kind of like more touristy, mm-hmm. they're more understanding. So it's like, I think if you come in and you have like any amount of like Japanese effort, I think they appreciate it.
Yeah. Watashi like even like,
nista hamba.
I think even with like body language and like approach to them, you like, you don't even have to speak the language. I feel like as long as you're kind of polite and.
As long as you're not making their life more miserable by not being able to talk to them. It's like having an app. Like when we asked that woman for help when we were doing that video, she was like, we had the app except for the part. Oh God.
Please speak English. No. Because we had a robot with us that was supposed to be like a robot tour guide, but only spoke Japanese.
And also, it was not a tour guide at all.
Yeah, it turned out to be an emotional support robot. But we didn't know that because he didn't speak Japanese. So we were trying to talk to the robot. So Will said into his phone, please speak English.
And then it translated it to the robot because you have to talk to it in Japanese. So you use the text-to-speech to speak Japanese. But then we were asking a woman for help, so I pull out the translator app. But the last thing I had typed in was, please speak English. And so she looks at it and she just starts laughing. And I was like, I didn't even think twice because all I saw was please speak English, but I'm like, oh, she probably can't read that, but it's a freaking translator app. And so it says the exact same thing above it in Japanese. And we were just like,
please speak English.
Can you imagine, like, anywhere in America, if someone pulled open a phone app and said something like please speak Spanish?
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I think it's even worse because in America, at least Spanish is like kind of an official language. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people speak it.
Yeah.
So like it would just be like, yeah, someone just says, please speak Chinese.
There's something about demanding it.
Yeah.
Like, no, you speak what I speak.
And she replies, you speak Japanese.
She said that?
No. Oh, I think we made it very clear that that was not.
I think the nervous laughter goes a long way as well. That's universal.
She was very helpful, though. She told us just to walk.
Yeah. We walked in the hot sun for 30 minutes, wondering how helpful that actually was.
But I think last time we were here, the only thing I can think of was we went... So we made some Japanese friends that had a YouTube channel, like a small YouTube channel. And they recommended we go to a restaurant. And so we found it. It was kind of near, I think, it was in Shinjuku or near Takashita. And we like go through this like back alley and it's like this weird hobbit door. It was like, I really still want to go. I don't know where it is. I could probably look at the messages. And I like knock and they open it and they look and they just like, I don't remember what they said, but it definitely wasn't, we're full. I think it was, I don't remember, but it was very kind of like.
Just like something that let you know that you like weren't welcome there.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. But it wasn't like they spit on me.
I feel like
he wanted them to.
It was, yeah, I would have, that at least they gave me something. It was just kind of like, go away.
That happened to a couple of times to us on this trip. And I think we've always played it off like, oh, I think they're like closed or they must not be open. But it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
They just want to deal with you.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. But also imagine like some Spanish person coming into a restaurant in America and they're like, get out unless you speak my language.
I would try. Like, I definitely like, it's been interesting, but they've also been closed to tourists for a while, so I can imagine over a couple of years things maybe get a little bit.
I mean, I get it, like I wouldn't want to deal with me.
I feel like there definitely has been a lack of even like, I don't want to say trying, but I'm trying to think, if I was dealing with someone who didn't speak English, I would be more visual. I would try to like, which a lot of them do. A lot of people are more visual, where it's like holding up two different cups. Do you want? Do you want this or this?
Yeah, hold up the bag and then point at it.
But a lot of people, it's just like, what did Liberty say? Someone here who's been helping us a lot, she's like, just say yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just yes.
Hi. And they pull out the revolver from behind the counter.
No. Wait, did you say just say yes?
Sorry?
With a taxi, remember the taxi? It was like, just say yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If they ask anything, just say yes.
Hi. And they're like, I have the wrong address. Is this really where you want to go? You're like, yeah.
Well, to be fair, we gave him a 7-Eleven as the address that one time, so I think the guy wasn't.
How much was it, by the way? Like, because we kind of just got out and you paid for it.
It was $45,000. Yeah, it was $4,500.
That's not bad.
$4,500.
Yen. 35 bucks?
Yeah, like 35.
Yeah,
because we got out and poor Kevin is just like dealing with all.
The conversion rate's really good for us, though. Yeah, last time I was here, it was 100 yen per dollar. Now it's like 130 yen per dollar.
This hat I got for 100 yen, it was like 90% off, so it's about 70 cents.
Plus, I mean, first of all, that's already dirt cheap. Add the conversion rate on top of that, it's actually a steal.
It's like a 70
But it doesn't work,
hat.
Or do you fix it?
No, I didn't fix it, but it's fixable.
It'll be fixed. Oh, you can't demo it like that on the podcast.
I know.
You broke both? What the hell?
Well, because I started using the hat as a backpack.
And he was very fearful of the deer.
Oh, you think it just like popped out?
Yeah. No, you can feel there's like a barb, like a hose barb.
Very reminiscent of, what's the surgery they do so you can't have kids anymore? Vasectomy.
Oh, yeah. I got my tubes tied.
No, they cut them.
And they like,
that's the same sound it makes, too. Like,
that's so sad.
There's no such thing as a dollar store in the States anymore. Everything's like way over a dollar, but everything, there's like plenty of sub-dollar stuff that I guess with the conversion right here.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, like even a drink is 100 yen or less.
Yes. Like, that's like what? 60 cents? Like 70
cents.
Even if Walmart or Home Depot, you go to get a drink of water, it's still going to be like $2 in the States now. And here it's only 100 yen.
Japan's lit.
But the problem is, I learned that.
Like even a
you just buy a lot more, and it's you end up spending.
I know, because I get it, like,
more. You do yeah. get more.
I feel like I spend like their points now. It's like, oh, it's 100. I don't realize that it's like, you know, it's a dollar. It's like 4,500 is such like a absurdly large number that I'm not used to it. So it's like it I dissociate like, from the money.
It's like you're in an arcade almost.
Yeah.
Like you're just, oh yeah, I've got some of these. I'll put some of these in
and
the
like
machine
again. The, the 100 yen coins you put in the machine, they're like tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last time I came to Japan, I remember I just was stopping at every vending machine. I think I had like caffeine overdose.
That does not surprise me.
So I didn't do it this time. But I think in the first week, I spent like $400 or something, $300 in a vending machine.
You're on vacation, bro.
Yeah.
That's, and I don't believe you. That's 400 drinks.
I was stopping at literally every single vending machine.
But that's a lot of fluid.
But also, they were like the Canadian dollar wasn't as strong. Okay. So it's like when they were like 130. 400
drinks, and each drink is 500 milliliters.
I think it was like 200 liters. I was basing on how much money I took out.
200 liters of fluid in a week.
That's impossible. Yeah, maybe. So 7 days.
No, it's not impossible. If anyone can do it, Nigel can do it.
So in 7 days, I probably spent, I think it was, I don't remember because like it was like 3 years
No, that's
ago.
Like 3 liters a day. No, 200? That's 30 liters a day.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's impossible. That's straight up impossible. Yeah.
How do you say big penis?
Oki pennies.
How do you say fire hose?
Or chipoko. I don't know how to say fire hose.
So I think, yeah, that's literally impossible. I just remember... I had a limit on my card of taking out $200 per ATM. And it's like, I kept having to take it out. And it's like, I would not buy anything. Like, we weren't buying anything except drinks. And then I would have to go back to the
public
ATM.
Public transit, it's cheap, but it's still kind of expensive.
Yeah,
that's like
still
JR pass.
But we had the JR at the time, so we never paid trains.
Because each train ride cost like
200-300
yen at the
depends
most.
Where you're going.
I think that's pretty cheap.
It's cheap until you consider
when you do
that,
it
like,
every day.
Yeah, every day and multiple times per day. So it's like you could easily spend...
Oh,
like
15
maybe
bucks.
Yeah, 15, yeah. 20 bucks a day.
I think it's cheap. Like if you worked here, for example, let's say you whatever, had to travel to work downtown, you'd probably pay like 10 bucks a day for travel or like $6.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's fine.
But if you're
because
driving.
If you add a, but I'm saying you add a gas, parking.
Yeah, but if you're,
you can't
if you're
do that
driving, either. It would cost you like to go.
It's a few bucks in gas
10
each
miles.
Way for sure.
No, 10 miles.
I don't think you can drive anywhere here. Like
No, I meant like back home.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
if you were to compare it. It's like, it would be like a few dollars a day.
But if it's like 10 miles
is there a cheaper
trip,
pass?
But plus parking
well,
potentially.
So the,
yeah, but if parking's
tip,
free at your
like,
job
pro
usually.
Tip for anyone who wants
no.
to go to Japan once it's open again for tourism. They have something that's only open for foreigners
depends,
called the JR
yeah.
Pass.
Mm.
And you have to get it in the mail. So we didn't have time to get it this time. But it's like, I forget, it's like 70 bucks. Like 70,
yeah, but that's
7,
the Japan
yen.
Rail lines. It doesn't include the other ones.
Yeah, but the JR line gets you basically everywhere. Like almost everywhere we've gone, there's like a JR station.
It would save you money, but you basically have
and
to
time.
Have,
and how many times have we stopped to reload our
oh,
cards?
Yeah.
In
you
between?
Just
walk
yeah. with
no,
the JR?
I just put like $100 on the cart and I haven't had to stop once.
Well, we
that's
didn't.
Your fault. You're talking about planning ahead by ordering it in the States, but not planning ahead with your
yeah,
Suica
card? Yeah,
because
then you can get in there and then you don't waste because you're going to end up with like 30 bucks left over on your card
that's
and cancel
fine.
It.
It's Alan, you know how you spend it?
You can spend it at
vending machines.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
So if you come to Japan, what you
JR
have to do,
Pass. Get the JR Pass.
I'm not
pass.
Saying don't get the JR Pass, but what you typically do, the easiest way to do it, if you don't want to plan ahead of time, get a Suica card. You can get it in advance at the States. It's this like little green. Oh, you got it. A green card.
Kevin.
Or that. And
then it's put an enormous amount of money on
like,
it that you don't
yeah,
think about.
Put like $100 on it. So you go, if you have to buy it in Japan, only certain machines sell them. We're going to drop some Japan knowledge right now. You go to the ATMs inside of the stations. They look like ATM machines. It yeah. looks like you can buy these at every single one, but you can't. You can only buy them at, I know like the black.
You can refill
sure.
them at almost any station.
But you can get the Passmo at most places.
But those yeah, are like their competitors almost.
Yeah, but my Passmo's worked everywhere the Suica's worked.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really know. This looks cooler.
Or you get the JR Pass. Which
wait, I'm not done describing this one. Then you can have your pitch. You can spend this at like vending machines and 7-Elevens and some other stores. You can yeah. literally put money on this like a prepaid credit card or debit card. And you can tap it at the 7-Eleven and it will pay for whatever. So if you put like a couple $100 on that and just treat it like a debit card.
Yeah.
Like... You can then ride the trains. You can buy stuff. You don't have to think about it at all.
Also, if you have an iPhone, you can just like load this onto your iPhone and then just tap your phone. But you can't do that with an Android.
I think you can. They actually released one, but the problem is you can't download the app because the Play Store doesn't let you.
Well, exactly, because you have to have a Japanese phone Because it has to do with like the radios so and the annoying. Phone. We don't have the frequency radio in our phone, but God iPhones bless do. The
FCC.
Yeah,
but yeah.
So the alternative though,
GRL pass.
Yes.
If you don't have a couple hundred bucks that you want to just put into a card, GRL pass.
But that doesn't get you onto some of the subways here.
Right. So the JR line is a specific line, but it gets
it's a square. The symbol is a big square.
It gets you. Basically anywhere you need to go around Tokyo. If you want to get on the Shinkansen, you have to buy the Shinkansen.
So if you want to go super cheap, you'd probably do the JR Pass and a Suica card. So you'd be spending less money on the Suica card because your JR Pass is going to cover all the JR.
You also have to make, because my brother, when he went to Japan, and like I think before me, in like 2017 maybe, the guy he traveled with bought the JR but forgot it at home.
Oh, best of both worlds. That's what you want
to
do.
But so he had to pay every time. My brother didn't. But I think he was like, when they added it up, he didn't.
Is that the same?
It was similar enough that he was wondering whether paying it ahead of time was worth it. So I think it really depends on your trip, because they bounced around and went all around Japan. Yeah. So they're paying a lot of like Shinkansen and like other stuff. But if you just stay in like Tokyo or you just like, depending on what your trip is, it could be very valuable. But if you're trying to like go all around Japan,
yeah,
it might.
I think it's all a drop in the bucket compared to the plane ride to get here.
I really think if you're going on vacation to Japan, it's like you shouldn't worry about spending extra.
No, I know.
Like, you spent so much money to get here. Just burn your money. This is what having a job is for. So you can save up money and burn it. You just burn it. If you're coming to Japan, burn your money.
That's why I bought all those.
Put it all in the coin pusher.
Exactly. All in the coin pusher. It's a guaranteed way to make it all disappear.
It's Sandra and I. We paid. I bought a bucket of coins, and Sandra and I played one of the coin pushers. I think for 3 minutes we lost it.
Really?
Dude, Reggie and I are shoving them in there real quick.
Gods at this game.
Yeah, but we chose a bad coin pusher.
No, there's no bad. This is a skill issue.
You got to time it just right.
The only thing the skill lets you do is drag it out longer.
Yes.
No, but I can't find them. When we were in Japan, my brother and I found a good one. I think it was like an Indiana Jones one. I remember we were there for like hours on $10.
Really?
Because you get good. All the bonuses. I think my brother started with
it
one
bucket.
It was
in Japanese or was it in English?
Oh, it's all in Japanese.
How did you navigate
this? Like,
you have to see what other people are doing.
You have no idea what's happening.
It's too complicated to even look at what
this one like would drop super balls and like once you figure out what's happening, it's amazing.
Yeah, what are the balls supposed to do? A lot of them had like bouncy balls in there, but they don't help push the
coin. I literally think
it's just to confuse
you to stimulate your brain.
It is. That's how they work. They just like assault you on every front with lights and sound and you're just kind of there like...
And Kevin loves it.
It's like modern YouTube videos. They're just like...
Yeah. It really
is. Or like the CO2 meters. You can see how much the CO2 parts per million were.
The one that Kevin breathes on.
We were like, is this a bug or a feature? Like, are they trying to make sure that's below a certain level or above a certain level?
Yeah.
How many people died for that mandate?
Oh, a CO2 meter?
But why do they have that?
A couple million?
Something happened.
It's actually for coronavirus, because it's just kind of like a
measure of how many
people are in there and like how fast the air is getting turned over. So like 400 is baseline, and anything higher than that, the air is like stagnating.
That's really creative, actually.
Yeah. Because we were in one of the game stations. We went the one that had no like the elevator. We couldn't get down. We had to find the stairs.
Oh yeah.
And then we looked at the CO2, and it just says like air quality poor. And we're like, oh no.
That's when you put in all your coins in the coin pusher. You can't go.
Well, really, we don't want to be here because like. That just doesn't sound good.
Wait, I got one question about the pass stuff. The station next to us, that wouldn't count with a JR pass. We couldn't get on that with a JR pass.
Which one?
The one right next to us.
Hatsudai?
Hatsudai.
I don't know.
I think it wouldn't, no?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I just remember I don't think we ever really paid much. Like, I got the JR last time, and I just don't remember. All my memory is walking through with the pass and showing it to the guy.
If the JR Pass does cover those lines, then I would not buy a Suica card.
I'll look it up. Because JR might, I don't know.
But that's the thing that's confusing, because they have the JR line, which is its own rail.
Is it a nicer trip? Maybe the train's not as good.
Does that include the other ones like right next to us? Because that's not JR, I don't think.
Right. I don't remember.
Why is it so confusing? Why are there so many different...
It's actually really confusing. If you walk down into one of these Japanese rail stations, the walls are just completely... Like, the columns that underground are completely covered in text.
And I like it. I like
it.
You can always until you have to get somewhere.
Yeah. It shouldn't be this complicated.
There's always enough information to figure out like what you need to figure out to get somewhere. That's why when I landed and I almost missed dinner because I didn't taxi here. Because my first instinct was like, okay, I'll get in the subway. And then I made my way here. Okay. And Nigel's like, oh, you're a real man. I was like, I just didn't even think.
So were you using your phone though at all? Did you use your phone at all?
No.
Okay.
When I was only going off of the signage.
Okay.
So, I have some info here that we should clarify. So the JR pass, it says, is valid on almost all trains operated by JR, including the Shinkansen.
Oh.
Limited Express, Express Rapid, and local trains, which
Shinkansen
means
is bullet train, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it means like the times where we were confused, not getting on like rails and being like, oh, do we have to pay an extra like $5? Like it would just work.
Really?
Potentially.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you can also, you can get on almost any train just with the normal entry fee. But then there's reserved and non-reserved cars. And some trains only have reserved cars. And some trains, you know, the bullet train we were on had non-reserved cars. So we wouldn't have had to pay extra. We could have just walked on.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Cars 1, 2, and 3 were non-reserved seats. So it's like they don't
We could have used the suite to get on?
Yeah. Yep.
No, yeah. I do believe it.
But it's first come, first serve.
Right. The reserve seats made sure that we knew that we were all going to get there.
With JR, I don't think it's reserved. But I think, I remember going in like the day before, you can like show your JR pass or something, and or the day of, you can show it to them and you can get a seat, but they'll just throw you on like if it's available.
Yeah. Like you're on reserve.
The cool part of the cards, though, this is, we were talking about this yesterday. I think George said something, is the money is stored on the card.
How much money are we getting from Japan to be talking about? Like
that's crazy. Look, you can go.
That's how we got the visa.
This is what you can basically
do. Oh, I forgot. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to.
But it's, yeah, it's nice. It's nice. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I just think it's cool.
Here, stick the card on the back. It'll tell you how much it has.
So it's got,
do it again.
Reading failed. That's not a number. Reading failed. This is really cool, Kevin. It's a cool trick. Uh-oh.
There we go.
Oh! 428 yen. Hey, you got $4 on that card.
So it's stored on the card, and I'm certain this is for user experience. It's like blockchain. It's not like blockchain, but it kind of made me think of blockchain. You scan the card at the station, and it immediately lets you in.
Right.
Then it's asynchronously sent to a database.
To actually like make sure that the number in your account is reflected.
So if you try to leave the station and the number that's on the card and in the database doesn't work, it will start causing you problems. So you can't artificially increase the number on the card because they know, but they also will let you do it literally at the station. It happens at the terminal. It lets you through.
There's probably some like encryption key too.
Probably, but it's the idea is like, it does. You know when you do something and there's like a delay because it's talking to a server somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
There's none of that because it happens right there on the card.
Mm.
But the delay happens behind the scenes, but it doesn't affect your user experience.
Right, right.
Just to make sure that the card's not being cheesed. It's really cool because this is how you use the lockers too. You like go up. It still has like a unique identifier. So when you want to use the lockers
and
in the subway station.
It opens up the right locker just by scanning.
So yesterday it was like we scanned the card and people were like, well, how do we get it back in? It's like you. This is your ID. This is your key to get back into the locker.
That's cool. And that's also a handy way to lose everything.
No, but if you can even find your locker because of how big the stations are and how confusing everything is.
Me and Nigel went to see deer.
Nigel
and Watashiwa went to see the deer yesterday at Deer Park. And I just remember we realized that the deer are like they you can buy cookies to feed them. And they've learned to be very aggressive with people. And so one thing is if they think you have cookies, they will start like trying to eat your pockets. Because sometimes people have stuff in their pockets.
And when people panic, they just throw the cookies.
So this deer behind me stuck his face and his tongue so far in my pocket that he was able to turn it inside out with his mouth.
No way.
He ate your Suica card.
No, but I was just thinking, I was like I brought my passport with me that day. Because for the whole trip, I didn't know in Osaka, Kyoto, if we'd need it. Yeah. So I was like, if one of these deer eats my goddamn passport,
you're gonna have to chase.
I guarantee,
kill this deer, and I'm going to jail.
I guarantee you that has had to have happened once, like in the history of this country, someone has gotten a passport eaten by a deer.
We saw a girl. The deer pulled paper out of her pocket and wouldn't give it back to her.
We were saying it was probably her homework. Yeah. The deer ate her homework.
Alan Pan suplexes a deer.
Sensei! How do you say E?
How do you say deer ate my homework?
Nada taberu watashi no homework.
We'll do it right now.
Nada ta...
A deer ate my homework.
Wait,
Google Translate works extremely well, but the sometimes UI is kind of shitty. Yeah. Like it's just frustrating enough.
But what's weird is
like here it doesn't give you the phonetics.
Yeah, I was trying to get the phonetics.
How do you get to the phonetics? Like if you want to see,
but mine doesn't do that.
You want to see all three at the same time.
Like mine does. Translate or something, and then it goes here. But now you're out of conversation mode again.
There we go. Oh,
sensei, shika ga watashi no shikudai o tabemishita.
Oh God,
I think it'd be really fun to live here for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
Or almost how quickly can I learn Japanese? And you just
a comma.
You get stuck in the middle of it.
Nigel can learn it in 4 weeks. So.
Hell yeah,
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
1 week. One day. I can learn it now.
I think the best way to learn it, I feel like I do really well when I have strong.
I feel
purpose.
Like that's a bad translation.
If you're at home and you want to learn Japanese, it's what's the purpose? Like, what's the point of it? But if you literally need to ask for a second beer, there's no stronger motivation than be like, how do I order another beer? Yeah. Because apparently the number two in Japan, you can't use that to quantify two of something.
But you can do this. It's just
yeah. You can do that. But there's what, multiple number systems?
Yeah, futari is two people versus if there's flat surfaces involved versus you know,
it makes sense. Or, don't worry about it. It makes sense.
Definitely 100%. You'll never convince me that makes sense.
Well, I think so. The equivalent in English is double, die, two. You have all these different things by.
But can you use
mono, singular? One,
English is bullshit.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there are different ways to
Yeah, but I think that you can always use a number to quantify something. Where if you say double, you would say two times or two of or two.
I know what you mean. Where you're I didn't ever look it up, but it's Alan probably knows. How do you say one? You'd be I want one.
Right. Ichi.
Yeah, but I said that at the 7-Eleven, and she corrected me.
And she spit on me and pulled out her revolver.
No, because
no one ever says yes to this.
Because I didn't look. It's what you're saying is that there's a different system to say how many you want, whereas ichi is just the number one.
How do I say six bullets, please?
I only know five.
How do you say five bullets, please?
That's how they say six in Japan. Or that's
that's how they say six.
Goban five.
That's number five.
Right.
Right.
So then you couldn't say five bullets in the gun? Could you say that? Would that make sense?
Dude, I don't know.
Well, I guess it's if someone said
I'll take five bullets in the gun, please.
Please.
Wait, I don't know which part of that was the five bullets.
Gohachu.
So they are just saying five bullets?
Well, no, gohachu is probably the five. Okay, well, that's... No, you can't just do that.
Ichi no? What the?
No, it changed completely without the rest of the
I don't
context.
Trust Google Translate.
Yeah, because the context doesn't really work in Google Translate.
That's five.
Go? Yeah, but you see, it's not quite understanding what you're trying to say in there. Go.
There's three types of writing in Japan.
Yeah, that's what makes part of this. Yeah. What is this doing? This freaking phone. Oh, my God. This is a mess. Android's a mess. It works if you don't want to use anything more complicated than a single translation.
There's also
Hanbaga o 5 ko?
Get wrecked. Wait, get wrecked. And just put the number 5 in there. Get fucking wrecked.
Speech output isn't available.
Well, I think that means Goko then. Because Go is, if it's literally just 5, you can say Go there. Goko.
Well, you're talking about the different...
Goko.
Yeah,
Goko.
In Japan, what? There's three different types of writing too, so that makes everything way more complicated.
Why don't they just
try to explain fucking silent letters to anybody in English?
I think we should get rid of them.
I get it.
No, but
did we order pizzas?
No, I'm saying Kevin.
Oh, we have ordered Japanese pizzas from Japanese Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, and by God,
You would, if you read the menu, we ordered, you would not think it was a pizza restaurant. Did you guys, what is the first one?
What is the first one we got?
Seafood.
Seafood pizza?
Does it say what does that mean?
Read the description.
I've never heard
this
of
more. This is going to be the octopus.
Wait, no, what? Does it have a description?
Shrimp, squid, tuna, mayonnaise, broccoli, onion,
tomato. Why is there broccoli, tuna, mayonnaise, broccoli, tomato?
Okay, so would you guess that was a pizza? Probably not. What else did we get?
What's the one with the beef? Like the two different types of meat?
There's a bulgogi one.
Oh, that sounds great. Bulgogi? I call that one.
How do they describe that
one? You don't get an entire pizza
I call it bulgogi pizza.
Leek, onions, spicy chili peppers.
Special mayo.
That's mine. That's mine.
The chef's mayo.
Do they have any pizza without mayonnaise on it?
No.
No. Kevin. In America, it's tomato sauce. In Japan, it's mayo. Get used to it. Buckle up, buckaroo. Okay, what's the other one?
Teriyaki chicken.
Corn.
God, no.
Hey, wait, there we go. They call it
teriyaki chicken, but it's got corn and mayo on it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that
Hell
one.
Hell yeah.
And chopped seaweed.
Chopped seaweed?
Hannah, please tell me.
Oh, seaweed.
The next one does not have mayonnaise on it.
Are normal pizzas? Or is this
did you find the weirdest, like...
These are the normal... Do they have just a normal-ass pepperoni?
These are normal-ass pepperoni, motherfucker. These are normal
pizzas.
These
are ass pizzas.
Pepperoni, do you speak it?
Potato mayo.
Potato mayo.
That sounds nice.
I don't know why
they have so much mayonnaise.
Because it's great.
All right, we're going to eat these delicious mayonnaise pizzas. On the Safety Third Patreon Extra. Help us pay for this trip to Japan.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.